Your problems, she'll help you. It's Q105. Cloudy chances, scattered showers today. Possible thunderstorms with a high of 75. 66 here at the Cumulus Compound. All right, so today's the contest for the final pair of Matchbox 20 tickets. At the zoo tonight, so you have to be able to come in and pick them up by 5 o'clock and then go tonight and have a good time. What's the one thing about your significant other that just drives you nuts and they may not know about it? Sounds like most people can't hold it in. They got to tell them. And so we're getting some texts. You can text and or call us. Here's one. When my husband does the dishes, he never empties the sink strainer when he's done. Drives me nuts.
Oh, yes, I can see that.
And
sure.
We're celebrating 20 years of marriage.
Currently in my kitchen.
Let's see. My husband always yells when ordering through a drive-thru speakers and talks extremely loud when he's on the phone. I've tried to explain that you can hear normal tones, no need to yell. That's Marie. Yeah, that would drive me nuts. You do that too?
I don't. He does.
Danny Dryer does too?
He's a loud talker.
Yeah!
His voice carries.
I'd like a coffee and...
He can't help it. It's just he has a natural voice that carries, so he just, yeah, he's a loud talker. Especially on the phone with other people. It's like, just because they're on the phone doesn't mean they
usually loud talkers can't hear. You know what I mean? Can't hear anything.
Yes.
It annoys me when she comes in from smoking. Her breath smells like an ashtray and comes to me for a kiss. I freaking hate it.
Oh, that's like Ben.
There's
yeah.
another one. Two guys. My husband does a great job cleaning the kitchen, but never wipes off the stove after dinner. Oh, get over yourself. The wife has an annoying habit of butting in and finishing any story that I start when we're with another couple at dinner or something. That's annoying. His breathing. LOL, kidding.
Oh, that's good.
This annoys me when he says that he's going to do something for me and a week later he still hasn't done it.
Aww.
I'm with you on that, Kristen. I hate it when my husband pushes snooze over and over. Then when I try to wake him up, he's super cranky.
Mm-hmm. That's not a morning
Maria.
Person.
Okay, so right before my wife takes a bite of food, she sticks her tongue out. You have no idea how much that drives me crazy. I tell her right before we eat, don't stick your tongue out. Doesn't help. She forgets and still does it. You mean like she goes to take a bite and she goes like, eh?
I guess.
I don't think she wiggles it and sticks it out.
No, I think she wiggles
it. Like she puts it out like to
she
help?
Probably just
like a landing, guide, like a landing strip. Yeah.
Like the tongue is guiding it in?
Correct.
She probably sticks out in and out real quick like a snake. You know, like
just hearing that drives me nuts.
You've got to stick your tongue out and help guide it in.
I kind of like that one. That's kind of
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's a funny one. So anyway, if you got one you want to share with us, text us or call us 419-240-1055. We're doing a fun thing today. And even if you don't want the ticket, you can call them in. You know.
Yeah, oh, sure.
I just thought of one.
Bust down your skin. What is it?
Another one.
What is it?
I have not gotten her drunk more than 3 times since we've been back together in all these years.
Right.
When she drinks too much, she won't shut up. She's worse than I am. I'm like, what are you going on about?
Seriously?
She just said, yuck, yuck, yuck. She's so having so much fun. And so, all right. I get it, lady. Oh, it's. I haven't said anything to her, but she just won't shut up.
Yeah, that's one you probably want to take to your grave. All right, congratulations, Tricia. I mocked the Lions yesterday, guaranteeing that New York would win, and guess what? I was wrong.
Oh,
the Lions actually played like a real football team.
Yeah, they did.
And think about this, Lions fans. Did you think after week 2 the Lions would be 2-0 and in first place? And the Vikes and the Packers, they have a 1 loss. Now, listen, there's a long way to go, and they could go 2-14. Who knows?
Yeah, but enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, wow.
At least you can enjoy that.
They won on the road on a Monday night at New York, which is stunning to me. So we'll see what happens. I don't mind taking that loss. I really don't.
Oh, no. Yeah, that'd be like me taking the loss if the Browns won. It's the same thing. It's just, you know, you're happy.
The Browns better start winning, darn it, because I do not want to wear your Ohio State gear for an entire week if they don't get more than 4 wins. All right, let's go to Maria, and then we have to break. Maria, you're on the queue. What you got?
I absolutely hate it when my husband is in the middle of a sentence, and he stops, and then he won't finish his sentence.
That is
the most annoying thing ever.
Well, wait a minute. What does he do, doze off or something?
No, he'll be in the middle of a sentence, and then he'll change his mind to something else, or he'll start asking me a question, and then he just stops.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying. And then you go, well, what'd you need? And they're like, never mind. And it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, he's just thinking out loud is what he's doing.
Yes. Yes. And it is very annoying.
Yeah. By the way, Maria, your hurricane blows. Just saying.
I'm sorry?
The hurricane, Maria. She's making fun of the hurricane. It's not you, Maria.
Gotcha.
It's okay.
It's me.
All right. We'll let you know if you win, Maria. That's not bad, though.
Thanks. Have a great
See
day.
See you. Bye.
All Maria right. does blow. You're right. Right now, yeah. Category 5.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it backed down to a 4 now.
No, that's they're saying.
They're saying a 5 hurricane makes
sense. But you're probably
oh,
right.
Oh, it says it has a cat 5. There it is. It was 5, then it was 4, now it must be back to a 5. So, but it's not
going
to hit the U.S., right? It's supposed to go up
it's
the East Coast?
Right, yeah, just going up the coast kind of thing. So
it's not going to hit Florida again, is it?
Probably not.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a whole lot of waves.
Those people are so devastated. Have you seen some of this, the footage from Key West?
Jacked
yes.
up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that is so bad down there. So bad. And, man, I don't know how those people get past that. You got to basically rebuild everything. Yeah. Infrastructure, everything. But, you know, you live in paradise.
It doesn't happen too often.
No, it doesn't happen very often. But, man, when it does, that's just devastating. All right, coming back, we've got Dancing with the Stars chat. We've got Emmys.
Corporate.
The Emmy Awards. Ratings low.
Oh.
All-time ratings low. Well, you think they would learn, but they don't. Anyway, let me grab Karen before we break. Okay. Karen, you're on the queue. What's your story?
My husband has the worst communication skills, so he doesn't know how to start a conversation. So I'll be, like, doing laundry, and he'll come in the laundry room and say, hey, are you doing laundry?
While you're doing laundry.
Yeah, yeah. As I'm putting laundry, like, in the washer or in the dryer, hey, are you doing laundry?
And your response is?
I tell him, no, I'm making a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's an appropriate response in my
mind. Is, but it's sarcasm, and that can lead to ugliness. But don't you just feel for him because, you know, he's socially inept?
Obviously.
What?
Obviously. It's terrible.
I mean, all he's got to do is say, hey, when you're done, I want to talk to you about something, or... Hey, can I ask you a question while you're doing the laundry? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Have him call me. I'll train him up.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Make it a sandwich.
Make it a sandwich. Yeah, right. All right, Karen. Good job. Well, we'll let you know if you win. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That's kind of good. Or you walk in, and I've done this before, in the utility room. What you doing? Well, it's obviously what she's doing.
Right.
Dealing with the laundry or something
doing?
Like it. All right, 706. More stuff to come. Don't move. Danny and the Girls live and local. Q105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. This is Q105. WQQO, Sylvania, Toledo. A Cumulus station. Q105 traffic is sponsored by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Quality and value for less than $5 per week average cost.
This look at your right now traffic is also brought to you by Grogan'stown and Indeed.com. We have no accidents to report. Drive safely, people. Beep, beep. During the Jeep celebration event, Grogan'stown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is featuring the 2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude 4x4. You can lease it for $149 per month. Grogan'stown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, 6100 Telegraph Road or Grogan'stown.com. This has been a look at your right now traffic.
Q105.